to do our best. So when we pass beyond our effective labor, we get where we can't do it anymore, we'll not look back with sad regrets, having failed somewhere to do what we could. The Bible said that woman broke that alabaster box, poured that precious ointment on Jesus. And while others grumbled, Jesus said, let her alone. She's done what she could. I ought to be able for the Lord to say, he didn't do as well as some others maybe, but he took what he had and did what he could with it. Amen. You don't have to do like somebody else. Use what God give you and do what you can. Amen. God can take stuttering Bud Robinson and make him the greatest soul winner the Nazarene Holiest Church ever knew. God can take a little stuttering boy like Amos Crawford, praise God, and anoint him with plain speech and make a walking legend out of him. Have God's ability to take somebody that's handicapped, amen, that's willing to do what they can for the glory of God. Slip it up to the key of G. Lord, I can't preach your loving gospel like I know some great man could. And I can't sing and lead the choir like some folks I know who should. Sometimes I get discouraged. Seems there's nothing I can do. Oh, but I'll try. Lord, I'll try if you want me to. Yes, Lord, I'll try. Oh, Lord, I'll try. Oh, I want to do my best, Lord, for you. To do over, I'd throw my hat in the ring and do it again. Praise God. Oh, amen. I tell you, I want nothing. I'm still not anything. But the Lord can take 5 loaves and 2 fishes and feed a multitude with it if you'll just give it to God. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. Make up your mind this morning. I want to do what I can. Maybe I can't do much, but I'll do what I can. Amen. I'm going to get me up, and I'm going to take off. Amen. And I'm going to reach somebody. I'm going to help somebody. I'm going to witness to somebody. I'm going to encourage somebody. Hallelujah. I'm gonna restore somebody. And if I don't, I'll be found trying. If I don't succeed, I'll be found doing my best for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Raise your hands and praise him a little bit. Lord, I would like to be like Samson, but our strength is not the same. I feel so weak, Lord, compared to others. Oh, I try to serve your name, but I know I'm not a leader. Seems there's nothing that I can do.
pulpit altar, love altar, if you want me to. Yes, love altar, love altar, I want to do my best love for you. Sometimes I feel like crying, for there was nothing, nothing I can do.
Be like Samson, but our strength is not the same. I feel so weak, Lord, compared to others. While I try to serve your name, Lord, I know I'm not a leader. Seems there's nothing, nothing I can do. Oh, but I'll try, Lord, I'll try if you want me to. Yes, Lord, I'll try. I'm gonna try. I want to do my best for you. Sometimes I feel like crying, for there was nothing, nothing I could do. Hold it all high. I'm gonna try. You want me to. Bless you as you give your tithes and offerings this morning. Just worship God in an offering to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Here I am in tears down on my bended knee. I fail you hard, but I'm trying. Hear my plea. I know you can change my life. Turn this darkness into light and make me what you want me to be. Lord, make me what you want me to be. All the world might see Jesus in me. I know you can help me be what you always wanted me, and make me what you want me to be. I wrote this song way back in Alto Pass about 1960. And I drove all the way to Paducah, Kentucky that fall to Brother Buster Wilson's meeting. Had Brother Guy Walsh in the car with me. Brother Guy Walsh is already gone now. Buster's gone too now. Sing this song first time in the day service. Paducah, Kentucky. That is to sing it in church. Brother Claude Ely was sitting behind me. People gathered from all around the country.
Amen. Nobody too much noticed my little song. But since I wrote this song, amen, I've wrote it around the world several times. Because I prayed this song, sang this prayer to get out on them. Amen. Amen. God heard it. Did you know that? And in the Philippines today, there's a stretched Jeep. They call them jeepneys. An elongated Jeep, white and blue, red stripes. And they named it the LLC Special. That's the name right over the cab, driving down the highway. I never did want anything in this world named after me, but I don't care that they got that old stretched Jeep. It's got a space up front for six people to sit that's air conditioned. It wasn't fixed when I was there last. We didn't need it. But I give Brother Berg strict orders. I wanted my air conditioner fixed. Amen. I might go back when it's hot. He told me at export, he said, I got the air con fixed on the jeepney. I said, well, praise God, brother. You said you would. Amen. Underneath the mud flap goes all the way across the back. On our new jeepney, well, it's not so new now, but it says, if you don't go, I'm a-going anyway. Amen. I don't care. It's got the title of my song that I broke out in Richland's camp meeting in 1972, the very first time. It's had quite an evolution since then. Six more verses have been added. Amen. But it all goes back to this one. I surrendered my ambitions, my desires, if I had any, to totally do the will of God, and said, Lord, you make me what you want me to be. In just a few months, we was pastoring the church in Barberville, Kentucky. I met John Wesley Carter there for the first time. Barberville camp. He came right after that and preached a meeting at Hydrick, Kentucky. And Hydrick and First Pentecost and Barberville hadn't had fellowship for years. There's always contention because First Pentecost was a split off of Hydrick. So they didn't have much fellowship. But I dismissed the services at First Pentecost and went to John Carter's meeting. John Whitsett was pastor at Hydrick. And it broke the ice. And those churches and us preachers had fellowship ever thereafter. Praise God. I got acquainted with John W. Sullivan. John W. Sullivan had built the church 2710 North Verity in Parkway in Middletown. And he recommended me for pastor up there. And I went and got more acquainted with the valley and the highway of holiness. Amen. I didn't know that ever I would come back when I left the Miami Valley. Amen. I wouldn't have believed it if you'd have told me. But God knows the way I take. Praise God. And someday, folks, if we'll keep following Him step by step, we'll come forth as gold. I don't know what the future holds, but I can cancel that out anyway. Just come to know Him who knows the future. And the future will turn out all right if you know Him. Amen. His second verse is in memorial of my own experience. I lost hold of God somewhere along the way. I was 15 years old. I've been reaping what I've sown. Now I pray, bring back the joy I once had. Peace let me know, understand, and I never will quit holding to your hand. Lord, make me what you want me to be. All over my sea, Jesus in me. I know you can help me be what you always wanted me. Lord, make me what you want me to be. Lord, I cannot make this journey all alone. I need your strength to travel on when mine is gone. And with joy I know someday I'll walk through those pearly gates, 'cause you made me what you wanted me to be. Say it with me. Lord, make me what you want me to be. All the world might see Jesus in me. I know you can help me be what you always wanted me. Lord, make me what you want me to be. Ask the Lord to have his way.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Psalms 37, a psalm to live by. You can read the whole thing if you want to, but I'll read with verse 16, perhaps. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. Does that help you any? Amen. Did you know the Bible said that, Sister Richardson? The Bible says the Lord knoweth the days of the upright. Hallelujah. That's verse 18. And their inheritance shall be forever. Let's say that word together. Forever. How long? Forever. Amen. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs, and they shall consume into smoke, and they shall consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. That's one of the marks of being righteous. He giveth. Amen. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth. They that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old. Yet have not I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Amen. A psalm to live by. The word righteous is used 8 times in this psalm. The word meek, another synonym for righteous, is used 1 time in verse 11. And the just is used one time to characterize the righteous, verse 12. Upright is used two times in verse 14 and 18. And perfect is used one time. That's another way of saying righteous, meek, just, upright. Perfect used one time in verse 37. Let's look at that verse 37. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Well, first place, a whole bunch of people says there's not any perfect men. Well, how are you going to mark them if there's not any? Amen. I mean, this is Old Testament too. If they were handicapped in the Old Testament by the inefficiency of the law, amen, inability of the law, then praise God, we ought to be able to accomplish it as much as they did under grace. The 11th chapter of Hebrews says that through faith they wrought righteousness. That was under the law also. If they by faith wrought righteousness under the law, don't you think we can bring it to pass under grace? Amen. Well, praise God. We may not be perfect in the sight of men, but we can be biblically perfect. That is, do things biblically. Do what we do like the Bible says. Amen. Hallelujah. Mark them. Watch them. Verse 25 says, I've been young, now I'm old, and I have not seen. He's been watching them. I've not seen the righteous forsaken. Amen. Verse 28 says, he forsaketh not his saints. Listen, for the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. Amen. Watch them, because God is helping them. Amen. Yes, praise God. The steps of a good man ordered by the Lord, and the Lord delighteth in his way. Hallelujah. Question. What happens when a good man falls? Do good men ever fall? Amen. Listen to verse 24. Amen. Verse 23, the steps of good man are ordered by the Lord, and the Lord delighteth in his way. Verse 24 is a continuation of that. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cut down. For who upholdeth him? The Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Amen. Yes, good men do and have fall. If David wrote this before his fall, we know he wrote chapter 51 after his fall. Amen. And if he wrote this before his fall, we know that it possibly could have been fairly close, because he said, I've been young, now I'm old. And so he's getting older. Amen. And David didn't know that he was singing his own salvation. Amen. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Amen. He shall not utterly be cast down. Why? Why won't he be cast down? For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Amen. His chief counselor didn't uphold him. He turned against him and went with Absalom. Wound up hanging himself. Amen. Watch out how straight-laced you are on people that fall. Amen. You may be throwing your own noose over the limb for the future. Amen. I tell you what I'd do. I'd be merciful if I was you. Amen. I'd be great-hearted if I was you. And I'd leave the final judgment in the hands of God if I was you. Amen. Because Ahithophel was David's own familiar friend. Amen. He was also Bathsheba's uncle. And he was in on the inside of David's great sin. He couldn't get over it. You better get over it. Amen. I'll tell you something.
You're stupid if you let somebody else's sin let you cause you to get bitter and backslide. I mean, he is the one that sinned, not you. Amen. Amen. If you don't like that word stupid, use foolish if you want to. Dumb if you want to. Ignorant if you want to. Amen. There may be more tactful words, praise God, but it's terrible for me to go to hell over somebody else's sin. Amen. It's terrible for me to drop out of church and quit God over somebody else's sin. Amen. Praise God. He said, why? The Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Amen. Oh, David, he didn't know it was going to be him that was going to have to eat humble pie. He didn't know it was going to be him that was going to have to pray, oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Restore unto me the joy of salvation. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Then I'll teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners will be converted unto thee. Amen. He didn't know it's going to be him. Amen. But every step led him closer and closer and closer and closer. Until one day the circumstances were framed just right. One day everything was falling together just right. The army was away. All the men were gone. David hadn't gone to battle in the time when kings go to battle. Amen. And God help. Amen. David in his idleness. You know what we need to do? We need to ask God to forgive us of our idleness and go to work. You know what we need to do? We need to repent in the United States of America of raising our children to do nothing. Not to have any responsibility. You know the reason our country's in such bad shape? We've raised a bunch of kids and handed everything to them on a silver platter. Amen. And then divorced and remarried and left them hanging. Amen. And they've grown up bitter and disoriented and dejected and frustrated. And we've got a situation today in America that is very explosive. Amen. What's the answer? Jesus is. Every little kid in Sunday school knows the answer. Amen. It's not going to do any good to post guards like picket fences around every federal building in the United States. Amen. It's not going to do any good to enact a whole bunch of laws and pass a law against fertilizer. You see, it was fertilizer that blew up the building. Let's go out and pass laws against farmers using fertilizer. Let's pass laws and let's put such tax on fertilizer that the farmers can't afford to buy it and put it on the crops. Amen. Because some fanatics took fertilizer and a little explosive to set it off and blew up a building with it. The best way to treat terrorism is don't be terrorized by it. First thing we need to do, amen, is shut off the media coverage of it. Because they're watching and they take satisfaction, particularly, amen, that bunch, amen, that don't want anything to do with Christianity and hate old-time religion. Amen. And hate America. They take great pleasure in seeing the people suffer. And they've got plenty of chance to watch it too, because we feed the flame. Amen. By our own contraptions. Amen. They're proposing everything in the world today to quote, never let it happen again. End quote. You might as well try to outlaw poison ivy. Amen. The only thing that's going to save America is get back to Jesus. Glory to God. Until we get back to Jesus. Amen. You know the best way to treat poison ivy? Grow a better crop that'll smother it out. Praise God. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Mow the grass once in a while and it won't grow. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Glory to God. I tell you, if we'll sow the seeds of righteousness, go back to church, back to God, and quit playing church. Jesus said, for a pretense they make long prayers. We got a bunch in Pentecost today, the charismatic movement, for a pretense are making loud praise. I've even heard them say, if you don't feel anything, fake it. And there's a whole bunch of them faking it. You know what faking is, don't you? That's pretense. Jesus had a bunch in his day, very religious folks, that was making long prayers to be seen of men. And that same bunch nailed Jesus to the cross. That same bunch cast their lot for his crucifixion. Amen. Pretended religion is no good at all. Amen. Watch out when people claim to be Christian. They got a talk show over the radio and they cuss every once in a while. Right over there. You know, Rush Limbaugh. Good old right winger, you know. He don't care using the H word every once in a while. Or the D word once in a while. Amen. And then to hear him and Bill Cunningham once in a while, you'd think they was Christians. God bless America. Next thing you know, they're cussing. Amen. Got some call girl on the broadcast. Amen. Interviewing her. God bless America, nothing. Amen. I'll tell you what happens when old-time religion goes bad. It gets worse after a while. Amen. It don't get better. It gets worse. Amen. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Praise God. What happens when good men fall? Amen. God says he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. He said, I've been young, I've been old, I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Quite to the contrary. Amen. He said in verse 11 that the righteous is going to inherit the earth. Amen. He said, but the meek shall inherit the earth. That's another word for the righteous. And shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Praise God. And thank God when we inherit it, it's going to be in better shape than it is now. It's going to get worse before it gets better, but God's going to have to burn a whole bunch of stuff before he turns us loose on it, you know, and enlist the millennial reign. Praise God. The righteous shall inherit the land, the Bible says. Amen. Watch it happen. Praise God. Verse 27 says, depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. How many would like to live forever? Amen. Depart from evil and do good. Verse 31, as we hurry to a close, the law of God is in his heart. Who? The righteous. Verse 30, verse 29 said, righteous shall inherit the land, dwell there forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom. His tongue talketh of judgment. The law of God is in his heart, and none of his steps shall slide. The cure for backsliding, amen, is to be righteous. Amen. Speak wisdom. Amen. Talk of judgment. The law of his God in your heart. Cure for backsliding, have the word of God in your heart. Read the Bible. You'll find it sounds awful nice after what you've been hearing lately. It reads so sweetly after just glancing casually at the headlines of the tabloids in the grocery store. I've never bought one of them. Thank God. Amen. I've never bought a piece of pornography in my life. By the grace of God, I don't intend to. Amen. Got my house back in Kansas City a few years ago and had closets stacked full of it. At least my wife and Sister Ruth, who was cleaning on the inside and I was doing the outside work, said it was. I left them to get rid of the pornographic magazines. I mean, I stacked that high in the closet. I didn't read none of them. I didn't read the front page of none of them. Praise God. Amen. There's some things you don't want on your mind to have to forget. There's some things you just don't want to, some lines you don't want to cross over. And when you're tempted, don't do it. Praise God. The cure for backsliding is get full of the Bible. Have them everywhere. Where you can grab one and just open it at random. Amen. I like all kinds of Bibles, and I've got all kinds of Bibles. I just like all kinds of Bibles around. I like them, but I have a weakness of marking them up. And all my Bibles has got lots of marks in them, and stars drawn where there's things I want to get back to and emphasize, you know. Amen. But then I like to get a brand new one that hasn't been scathed or marked, and open it and let God speak to me brand new. I like to go back to them old ones and reread those places that I marked, sure. Amen. I like to get a brand new one every once in a while. Let God speak to me of His own accord. Not anything that I've marked from the past. Amen. Not any notations I've put in there. But what God wants to speak to me right now. The end of a perfect man, He said, is peace. Praise God. Amen. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. Amen. Down to the last. But the salvation of the righteous, verse 39, is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. You may be doing good this morning. You may be doing well today. And as far as real trouble, it might not have ever touched your life. But oh God, I almost feel sorry for you, because it's coming. They had a saying in the early days of the colonization of the United States, when disease oftentimes was rampant among the early settlers, and many of them died that first winter. A great percentage of them died that first winter. Amen. And they didn't say, if you get sick. They said, when you get sick, because they knew it was coming. They had seen it too many times to everybody. Then they hadn't conquered typhoid. Then they hadn't conquered diphtheria. Then they hadn't conquered whooping cough. Then they hadn't conquered cholera. Then they hadn't conquered smallpox. They hadn't even conquered the black plague. Amen. Most of those vaccinations and most of those things had never been discovered yet. And so when people got those things, most always they died. Amen. And they knew that the time of trouble would come. They knew there'd come a time when they'd get sick. Amen. The natives in Africa were so in the know about that, that one day a missionary and his companion was walking along with a group of natives to guide them through the jungle, and one of the white men sneezed and the black men stopped in their tracks. And they said to the leader, said, your companion is sick. They knew that the sneeze meant that maybe something worse was coming. And they almost quit. In fact, they wanted to kill him, because they thought he was coming down with some disease, and they had seen it themselves too many times. They was afraid they might catch it. And it took some doing for the missionary to talk them out of it and to go on. Oh, he just sneezes, nothing to it. He's all right. He's just these leaves and this, that, and the other. And this pollen that he's breathing caused him to sneeze. But they almost wouldn't do it. Why? Because in the third world, in the jungle, in the early days, they didn't have the cure that they have now for many things. Isn't it amazing? With all the cures we have, diphtheria, typhoid, cholera, and many other things, smallpox, you don't even have to get shots to travel abroad anymore. Back when I first went to Mexico, I'd have smallpox shot. And I took it a little late, and my smallpox shot swelled up in Mexico City like a volcano. And I got sick. I got a touch of the flu. I guess I had a touch of really the virus. And it swelled up so big. Couldn't even walk across the floor on Sunday in Mexico City. But I had Sister Carls and Brother Sister Lynch and Brother Myers, a missionary, to pray for me. Amen. And the next morning, praise God, I climbed climb clear to the top of all those pyramids north of Mexico City. God had touched me. Praise God. But you're going to have trouble of some kind, sometime. Amen. Isn't it amazing that even though we've conquered many of the communicable diseases of the world and don't even have to take shots anymore when we go abroad, people still die. People are still in trouble. Amen. A dreadful disease of tribal war is still in that African country where 150,000 people floated down one river, dead bodies into one lake. They had another class the other day. Amen. The Utus and the Kutus, or the don't want tos and the do want tos, amen, got to fight with the others and killed a bunch of people. Amen. Looks like if one thing don't get you, another will. Amen.
Oh, yes. America's in trouble today because it's forgot God. They don't see the reasonableness of being righteous. This message I preached this morning would be laughed to scorn by the multitude. Amen. The newscaster didn't see anything wrong with those women on those signboards, pregnant, naked women, barely covered with men's heads on them. Didn't see anything wrong with it. What's your problem, he says. Amen. And the righteous are laughed to scorn today. The righteous in the Bible is laughed to scorn. And we are considered because we do the way we do, live the way we live, as fanatics. Amen. Did you ever notice? We don't notice much of our people, much of our women, long hair, dresses on. Amen. They get into a place like a hospital waiting room, or like a place of business in town, and all of a sudden you get some dirty looks from the women behind the desk, and we don't know why. It takes a while for it to soak in. I don't know what the problem is. But it makes them mad because you want to try to do what the Word of God says. But remember this, children. When a smoke and fog clears away, the meek shall inherit the earth, and they'll dwell forever. Stand, let's pray. Father, bless these remarks, oh God, from the Bible, this psalm to live by, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Come make your altar. Don't go home. Stay and eat with us. I need encouragement. Amen. Thank you for coming. God bless you. Come back tonight if you have to leave, expecting God to give us a harvest of souls. Amen.